Thank you, Mr. Bliss. That's so true. Shed his blood for us, didn't he? If that ain't love, I don't know what is. And that dash she's talking about, swell said, wasn't it? That's really all going to matter. Really don't matter what year you're born in, what year you die in, or the day of the month of the week. Either one. What about that time in between? God, we know. I think sometime we're to put on our tombstones the day we got the new birth, too. That's when life's really started. Can you remember it? Hallelujah. The new birth. You know, I'm glad that he's alive this morning. Amen. Because he lives, we can live also. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Can't we? Because he lives, we can face tomorrow even if you've lost the dearest thing to you on this earth. We can still face tomorrow. And today. Why? Because he lives. Thank God. I want to try to share what the Lord laid upon my heart this morning. And it's simply, you might want to say, the assurance of what resurrection brings us, or the benefits, the blessings, whatever you want to call it. But also, before we look at that, I want to look at some things that, if he hadn't risen, where we'd be. You think about that. And so I hope and pray before this day is over that we'll be shouting praises to God that he is alive. Amen. Hallelujah. And he is. Got your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter number 17. Going to read one verse there. May go back to it later, winding up, but I want to read a verse there. Then have prayer, then we'll go into the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you signal something, I forgot that was in my pocket. Why are you turning? I put this on. Acts chapter number 17. First Corinthians chapter number 15. First Thessalonians chapter number 4. We look into the Word of God this morning. What he says is what counts. Hallelujah. First of all, in Acts chapter number 17. I keep reading this verse. One of these days, the Lord's going to let me preach on it. Verse 27 said that they should seek the Lord, if happy they might feel after him and find him, though he be not near, or be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, and as certain also of your poets have said, for we are also his offsprings. So as much then as we are offsprings of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead's like unto gold, or silver, or stone, graven by art, or man device. The time to this ignorant God winked at. But now command all men everywhere to repent. Because he appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. By that man whom he hath ordained, whereby he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we hear again of this matter. So Paul departed among them. Early in this chapter, and also in the book of Acts, they said one time, when they heard of the resurrection, said, that's just that old babbler talking. But I'm going to tell you something. They didn't know what they was talking about. Amen. Apostle Paul knew. He'd seen him, one born out of due time. Oh, hallelujah. Say, when did you see him? Well, he did. He heard him on the road to Damascus. And he even got caught up to the third heaven one time. He knew he was alive. Oh, Paul was persecuting him, persecuting the church. He didn't think he was alive then, but he found out he's alive, Brother Raymond. He's still alive this morning. But he said he'd give us that assurance. So I want to say before we leave, before we come back to it, God is going to judge this world. There's a judgment day. And you know how I know they are? He's alive. You can just rest assurance. As sure as God raised him from the dead, he's going to judge this world. Turn with me now. But anyway, thank God for that. Turn with me now in the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter number 15. Before we begin reading here, I want us to go to the Lord in prayer again. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Our Father, we want Paul to say thank you for another day that you've given us. Lord, we have come to celebrate and to worship you again on this wonderful Lord's Day. And God, as we come thinking even more today upon the resurrection, Lord, we thank you, Father, for the power that's in the resurrection. The Apostle Paul said that we might know you in the power of resurrection, the fellowship of your sufferings, that it might be conformable unto your death. And God, I pray that you'd anoint this service continually this morning. Thank you, our Father, for all the songs that were sung, all that's said and done here. Now I pray you'd speak to us and through us, Lord Jesus, this morning. You know how needy we are. Now I pray you'd save the lost that are here this morning, revive the backslidden, warm all of our hearts, and draw us all closer to thee. We do pray now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So thank God for the resurrection. I'm glad I can stand up and say he's alive. And I'm glad y'all sung that song, Brother Ricky. Amen. That's one of my favorite songs. You know what? Because I know he's alive. Praise God, he's alive. Notice we're in the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. We'll look at something here. Talking about the resurrection of the Apostle Paul. He ran into a lot of opposition throughout his life after he came to the Lord Jesus Christ. God began to mightily use him. And we find in the verse number 3, begin reading, I deliver unto you, first of all, that I also received how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture, at that we was sent of Cephas and then of the 12. He was seen of Cephas and then of the 12. At that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the present part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James and of apostles. Last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. For I'm the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Hallelujah. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were ours or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. And now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how some of you saying there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Did you know if Jesus hadn't got up out of the grave, our preaching would be in vain. And also our faith would be in vain. We'd be wasting our time. Hey, listen, but thank God it's not in vain. The preaching of the gospel is a power. The Bible said in Romans 1:16, the gospel is a power of God unto salvation to him that believeth, to the Jew first, also unto the Greek. Now I want to tell you,
if Jesus hadn't gone out of the grave, our preaching would be in vain, and our faith would be in vain. But thank God, if you read over a little further in this chapter, it's not in vain. Why? Because he is risen. He got up out of the grave, and God got him up. Thank God. I'm glad he did. Because, listen, I'm glad we can preach and it not be in vain. I'm glad we can have faith in him and it not be in vain. And so, listen, the negative side is, if he hadn't got up, listen, we'd have had no hope. We'd have had no faith. Listen, it wouldn't have been no good. But I thank God he got it up. He got up. Listen, Abraham, all him. You know what Abraham did? He believed God. And Jesus said before Abraham, "Say I am." And I'll tell you something about Abraham. He knew it was a coming. He knew the Christ was a coming. His shears, everything. Oh, yeah, he did. Thank God he said our faith wasn't in vain. Why? Because he got up. He's alive. Amen. Not serving a dead Savior. Did you know that not one other religion, if you want to call it religion, in the world today, listen, they can talk about their leaders as puppets. Listen, but they can't talk about none of them being the Son of God. And they can't talk about none of them being alive. Amen. They're all dead. But Jesus is alive, thank God. And I'm telling you, because he is, that's a wonderful thing. That's why I like to sing that song. Because he lives. Glory to God. I'm glad he does. And so my faith is not in vain. That's why glory to God, you made one of these days that Jesus tires, we'll lie down. We'll make that crossing too. But thank God we can die in faith. Yes, we can. You know what Jesus said? What Abraham said, we took his son out on Mount Moriah to listen to sacrifice. And God said, I want you to take your son, only son. Take your one. I took him out and said, I want you to offer him up unto me. You know what Abraham believed? He accounted that God was able to raise him up from the dead. Even if he had to offer him. And you know, he took God so far and he carried his only son, that son Isaac. Listen, that was a son of promise. He carried him out there and carried him over there. I won't tell you what he did. And he had everything. He said to his father, where's the lamb? Where's the lamb? He had the wood. He had everything else for the sacrifice. And Isaac said, where's the lamb? He said, my son, God will provide a lamb. And God did. He'll provide himself a lamb. He did that day. Listen, he drew back the knife. Listen, to sacrifice his own son. And God stayed his hand, the angel did. And he looked in the thicket and there was a ram there. But it goes farther than that, thank God. It goes beyond that. It wasn't just he provided a lamb that day in the place of Isaac, but he provided himself a lamb when Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. But listen, he sacrificed and he's a substitute. To realize and think that he became sin for me is more than I can bear. It's more than I can imagine that he himself will become sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of God. Thank God. God got him up from there. God raised him. So my preaching is not in vain. Preach on. I want to say to all you preachers, preach on. It's not in vain. Testify on. You don't know how to get behind a pulpit to preach. Preach wherever you are. You don't know how to listen, be licensed, ordained to preach. Preach wherever you are. It's not in vain. Neither is our faith in vain. Oh, listen, that's not all. He said if he hadn't rose from the dead, look at verse number 15. Yea, and we are found false witnesses. Do you know, God, listen, if Jesus hadn't got out of the grave, out of the tomb, did you know, listen, the apostles would have been false witnesses if he hadn't got up, because they was testifying that he got up, they'd seen him. I've heard preachers preach. I heard one preach this morning said he'd been to the tomb over. He said he's not in there. He said he knew that before he went, but said he wasn't in there. No, you know how to go over to look. He's not there. Remember one time when old, they
They killed a fellow and threw him in a tomb where a prophet was at. They just hit his bones. What happened, Brother Raymond? He got alive, made it, got alive. And I thought to myself, holy to God, if an old prophet's bones can make life laugh, what could Jesus do? What can he do? Hallelujah. And so listen, I'm telling you, this, the resurrection is real. I feel sorry for if you don't believe it. They got no assurance. But God's assured us of a lot of things. When he got him out of that grave, thank God. Not only is there preaching enough, if he didn't have to raise some of the dead, our preaching wouldn't be in vain, but thank God he's got up, so it is not in vain. Amen. If the dead rise not, then Christ is not raised. You know what he's trying to say to him? Paul said, hey, I want to tell you something. If the dead don't rise, then Christ wouldn't have got up, and if he didn't get up, you are not going to get up. Right. You know why I go by these graves out here? Pretty often, about every day. You say, why you do that for? Well, you can't never tell. The Lord may come while I'm out there one day. You said, you're crazy. No, I'm not. He may do it. Hey, just may do it. But you know what? I got hope. They going to get up. Sure as everything. And you know what? Thank God for it. Hallelujah. So we're not false witnesses. Faith's not vain. Preaching not in vain. And if Christ be not raised, if the dead can't be raised, so he said, you can be raised too because Christ is raised. Hallelujah. Look what it said in the last part of verse number 17. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Says that again. Ye are yet in your sins. Woo! Aren't you glad he got up? Because if you hadn't, you'd still be in your sins. Woo! Yeah, his blood washes us, don't it? That's what he said. But thank God I'm not still in him. I don't know about you. I'm glad I'm not still wallowing in him. I'm glad that I'm not still wallowing in my sins and in my past. Thank God he's forgiven me. So listen, he got up and I'm not still dead in my trespasses and sins. I've been made alive. Hallelujah. You know the only reason I got life? Because he's alive. In him we move and live and have our being, thank God. And therefore, by the grace of God, he got up. And glory to God, one day he got me up. Spiritually. Yes, sir. As sure as everything. Hallelujah. So, he got up. So we're not stealing our sins. Not if you believe him. If you trusted him. Hallelujah. You ever run into somebody who wants to remind you of your past? Uh-huh. Oh, you may just see somebody, the devil take it and just say, you remember that? Well, sometimes we don't ever forget, but thank God he does. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Some things we never forget, but he does. You know what he does with our sins? Puts him in the sea of forgiveness. You know what he does with them? Casts behind his back to never remember him no more. You said, can God forget anything? He can forget your sins when they put under the blood. You know why he can't? He chooses to. He chose to do that. So I'm glad he's alive this morning where my sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Well, you know in the Old Testament when they put them hands on them goats, don't you? One of them, they'd sacrifice the animal and shed the blood for it. The other, they'd put their hands on them and pray over them. That's where they'd confess their sins over them. And guess what they do with that one? Lead him out into the wilderness. Hallelujah. Don't bite you, but I'm glad it's gone. Glory to God. Our sins are gone. He's alive this morning. Took them all away. You know why some people's most miserable? That's right, they ain't got no hope. And they're miserable. He talks about that a little bit here. He says, He says, and we have your sin. But verse
Verse 18 said, then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If Christ didn't get up, he hadn't got up, and if he hadn't got out that grave, you wouldn't see any of these out here getting up. They would be perished. But thank God, did not. Hallelujah. That's what he said. But now is Christ risen from the dead, verse number 20, and became the first fruits of him that slept. He got up. He's a first fruit. What was the first fruits? That's what they picked off the crops, taking it, offering it up to God. And the harvest was yet to come. First fruits got up. He got up. He's the first fruit. And listen, we're going to follow him. Glory to God. Well, don't get too excited this morning. I'm telling you about something good. The Lord telling us something good. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. He come the first fruits. Look at verse 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. You see, we all died in Adam. He sold us. Boy, we went down the drain. Death come on us. Got the sentence of death on us. We born in this world. Start dying. They tell us. The body start dying. Even when we're a baby. Constantly. Of course, it's rebuilding along. But you know what? Death came by Adam. Life come by the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? There's a second Adam, and he's the last one. My wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. By one man, sin into the world, and death by sin. By the disobedience of one, many were made sinners. By the obedience of one, Romans 5, it said many were made righteous. I'm glad, glory to God. Listen, I'm sad when I think about where Adam sold us out, and we was in him, we'd have done the same thing. We can't just blame him, but I will tell you something. I'm so thankful that Jesus came. Amen. Glory to God. And lay his life down. Was willing to go to a cross and be crucified. And God raised him from the dead. And by one man's sin, death entered the world. But life is through Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. It's something to shout about. Glory to God. You got saved, not only, listen, you may die physically, but you got saved from eternal death. And one of these days, we're not even going to die no more. Can you believe going to a place where there's no more death? You can tell yourself, oh, thank God they're in a wonderful, glorious place. And don't keep you from missing them. Don't keep old heart from making. It's comfort. It's hope. It's strength. It sure is. But it's a wonderful comfort to know that all died in Adam, but all's made alive in Christ. I used to be the most miserable person. I hope I'm not away now. I don't think I am. Now I got a joy and a peace. It's full of wonderful. Before I got saved, I got such conviction. I was afraid to go down the road. I was afraid I was gonna have a wreck. Yeah, I was going down Highway 20 one time on an ice cream truck. You don't believe God got angels to spare you? We got garden angels even before we get saved. Boy, I was headed down that way. Leaving 4 or 5 o'clock every morning, sometimes 7, 8 o'clock, getting in at night. Back in the 60s. Early, 65, 66. And, phew. No one is for that. But anyway, I can't even remember that when it was. But I know one thing, I was headed on, I went to sleep, went on the wrong side of the road. On Highway 20 there. For when I woke up, heard a transform horn blowing. I was headed right toward one. I went this way and he went that. But you know what? I said a lot of times, not only me, but you, could have been snuffed out.
but God. I could tell you some more answers. But you know what? Thank God for them guarding angels. I'm trying to tell you about a life. Jesus said the devil, he said the devil come to steal and to kill and destroy. He said, I'm come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. Whew, the best life they are is living for Jesus. Listen, I'll put up against any of it. You get all the drugs you want, all the alcohol you want, all the extra women you want, all the extra everything else you can find. And I'll tell you one thing, it's nothing to compare. Nothing to compare with what God's got to offer you. I'm telling you, it's a life beyond imagination to the human reason. Hey, I challenge you to try it. If you never have, try it. It's wonderful. He said, we died in Adam. What happened when Adam died? What happened on that day he disobeyed God and took of that fruit? He died spiritually that day. He lived 900 and some years. He was that old for you. I'm right, as was 900 and someone. I guess Methuselah will live longer than anybody. But 900 and something years he lived physically out of that. I don't add to that, but he lived all together. Can you imagine that? But that day he died spiritually. And that's why a lot of people don't realize that's why you need the new birth. That's why I had to have it. Because we're born in this world, we born in from Adam. Right? Adam, we got no adamant nature. We got no human nature in us, adamant nature in us. That's why we're going to be born again. And we'll get born again, not corruptible seed, it's incorruptible, but the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. That's why we live and move and have our being in him. That's why he's not far, so far away. He's right here with us. Lives on the inside of us. I looked at some other verses. I haven't got time to share them this morning. But I looked at some other verses where old God is. He fills this universe. Because they was talking about over when they was building my temple. He said, how in the world do you think God's going to just dwell in this house when the heavens of the heavens can't contain it? He'd go meet with them. He still meets with us. But he's everywhere. You think he's going to get for some more reason out there? He knows right where you are. And he feels everywhere. He's right close to us. That's why I'm glad that all that Adam lost, we lost in Adam. Christ got her back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we live in him. So glory to God. Thank God for it. So since man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. You see there? Because Adam, we die. Because of Christ, we're going to be resurrected. Turn with me quickly before we close this morning over 1 Thessalonians. I use this very often. I'm telling hundreds of funerals I've used it at. I used it a little bit the other day, Brother Lester's, for the committal, Grayside. But I want to look at it a little this morning before we close. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. We looked at some things that wouldn't be if you hadn't got up. And also we looked at some things that would be. And here's some more. Look what it said. But I would not have you be ignorant, verse number 13 of 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, concerning them which are asleep, that you saw not as others which have no hope. You know what? It's a sad thing that some people die without hope. It's sad. But he's telling us, don't sorrow as those that died without no hope. When a person dies a believer, and we a believer,
We don't have to sorry. We can sorry. It's weeping, that's fine. Grieving, that's fine. But we don't have to sorry as others which don't have no hope. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. Look at verse number 14. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again. You believe he died for your sins, went into the grave. You believe he rose again.
Amen.
Amen. If you believe that, look what he said. Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. A lot of people said, explain that. I don't know. All I know to explain is the bodies are laying out from the graves asleep in. But listen, Paul said to be absent from the bodies to be present with the Lord. That's what he said. Amen. I don't know nothing no better than that. He said, be present with the Lord. Thank God. He said, that's what he's saying. That's the way it is. And he said, when the Lord come back, if you're going to be present with the Lord, guess where you're going to be? Still going to be with him.
Amen.
Forever. Amen. Yeah. Not only will he leave us, he won't even leave us now, but thank God we'll be there in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad it's so. He said if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, he'll them asleep, he's going to bring with him. Then he said, well, this we're saying you by the word of the Lord, verse 15. We which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them that are asleep. Now, it's not soul sleep. That's a body sleeping. You study it out. That's true. That body sleeping. What did Jesus say about Lazarus? He told some of them, said he's just sleeping. Oh, Lord, if he's sleeping, he's all right. Then he told them, see, plainly, he did.
Yes, he did.
He did. So it's referred to as sleeping. Death is, and the body is. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. You say, I don't like thinking about death. Well, you're going to have to think beyond death. If you don't like thinking about death, and then I guess naturally speaking, we none of us really like thinking about death. But when you get, listen, the closer you get to it, you don't know when that's going to be. You may get more like Carol was, like some other loved ones you know were. Ready to go. Said even so, which how? He goes on down, he says, you don't prevent them which are asleep. Look what he said. Well, if we're not going to prevent them, if we remain here when he comes. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And so I want to thank God. You know, I read over where it said if he hadn't got up in 1 Corinthians 15, you know what it said? It said those that have fallen asleep have perished if he hadn't got out of the grave. But he got out. He's in heaven. He's coming back. And listen, glory to God. He's coming back to get us. So our loved ones is not going to perish. Because they're going to get up before we do if the Lord tarries till we go. Before we. He could very well come. I can tell you. Me and Carol talked about it a lot of times. You know what we was hoping, praying? Lord, just come.
Yeah.
You know why? We didn't want to be separated. She didn't want me to leave her. And I sure didn't want her to leave me. But you know what? One of these days, there'll be a great reunion. You know what our redemption, thank God we have it because of his resurrection. We have our resurrection because of his resurrection. And we're going to have a reunion because of his resurrection. What a wonderful day. What a glorious day it's going to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know what I thought about? I'm glad I'm here. But you know, Might not have fought as hard and tried to get up from where I was as bad if I'd known. I'm honest. What was ahead? I might have been more interested in going on waiting a little bit. But that wasn't God's plan. Wasn't God's will. And you here too, on purpose. You still here on purpose and for the will of God. Guess what? He's coming. Are you ready? If you believe that Jesus died and rose again, amen. Believe in his resurrection. Believe in his death, burial, and his resurrection. I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll give you a new resurrected life yourself. You can have all things. Old things will pass away for you. And behold, all things can become new. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. And the dead in Christ, verse 16, going to rise first. And I like this, verse 17. Here's the reunion that the resurrection is going to assure us of. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Woo! Comfort one another with these words. I don't know about you, but that's comfort to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's comfort to me. I'm glad it is. Glory to God. Hey, you know how to sorry. There's others which don't have no hope. Because of the resurrection. Listen, we're going to live eternity. Because of the resurrection. Listen, we're going to have a reunion with our loved ones. It shares everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pulled out of the driveway early this morning to come over. Saw Miss Belinda out there. She was walking her dog around. I rolled the window down and spoke to her. You know, she's my stepsister-in-law. She lost her husband. A lot of you lost loved ones. Lost them that's so dear and near to your heart. I got a word of comfort for you. When he comes back, they come in with him. You think I don't pray, come Lord Jesus? Come on. I'm not particularly wanting to leave all y'all and leave the rest of my family, but I sure would like to see him come. I don't know a thing in the world. It'd be more sweet for him to come. Reunion like you've never seen before. We're going to get caught up together with our loved ones. So, those that have fallen asleep, I want to say, I want to emphasize it real strong. They not the perishing because of his resurrection. They coming back with him. And the bodies are going to get out of the graves. You know what? Car come home, she never could walk anymore. She come back in Birmingham. Pushed her around that wheelchair. And to help her up. But you know what? One of these days, won't be no, that next body not going to have a heart like it. It's going to be a new body. Glory to God. When I see my son again, he won't have that deformed body. He won't have that weak body. It's going to be real life. Going to have a body like our Lord Jesus Christ. I wouldn't miss it for nothing. I'm telling you, nothing in this world. What if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? It ain't no good. Ain't nothing in this world worth dying and going to hell for. Dreamed I died and went to hell when I was a teenager, and I never got away from it. I believe it's the providence of God I dreamed it. I believe it's the providence of God he preached on hell that Saturday night in that tent. And God got a hold of my heart. I believe it was God, brother. God knows what to do. I believe it's God dealing with hearts here this morning, dealing with lives. And I pray that you'll surrender and say, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to live for thee. So I'm telling you, resurrection power. You see, there's power in the resurrection. Thank God there's promises. And we saw some of them this morning. Hallelujah. And he's always got power behind his promises to fulfill them and bring it to pass. And now I'm looking for, you know what I'm looking for now? I'm looking for that great reunion. Hallelujah. You said, what's the assurance of it? His resurrection. What's the assurance of sins forgiven? The resurrection. What's the assurance? Hallelujah. Listen, that those that died in the Lord are not going to perish and hadn't perished. His resurrection. What's the assurance? Glory to God of these other things. His resurrection. By the way, if you ain't never got caught it, he is alive. You said you really believe it? I sure do. I sure do. He's really alive. You know one reason I know? What's that song we said? He lives because he lives where? In my heart, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother, he's living in you, I can tell it. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Thank God.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? Enjoy your salvation.
Yes. Amen.
That's right. Hey, some people say, I can have a good time if I live for God. The best time of your life, honey.
Yes.
I'll tell you what the pleasures of this world are. They for a season. You know what Moses did? He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than the joy of the pleasures of sin for a season. What it said.
Uh-huh.
And you know what we better choose? We better choose it too.
Amen.
Don't matter if you got to go through suffering, you got to go through trials, you got to go through trouble. Whatever you got to go through it. Just serve God and live for God. Hallelujah. It's worth it. Because one of these days, we will be pulling out. Either all together, or we'll pull that one by one. As the Lord gets ready for us. Would you stand with me this morning?